We are now, Baruch Hashem, in the year Tash Nun Zion, 5,757 years ago, the Rabbeinu Shel Olam created the world. He created Adam HaRishon. On Rosh Hashanah, Nasa Adam was said. And whatever happened then repeats itself. Whatever happened then repeats itself every year. The crowd is that whatever Mayat is written in the Torah, and we learn about it, and we have a mitzvah, and we keep that Mayat, it isn't a commemoration. It isn't because once upon a time this happened, so that's why we're having a Yom Tov today. That's how it's better going. We know how our rabbis taught us. Everything which happens in the Torah repeats itself every year. If Yidden went out of Mitzrayim on Tezvav B'Nissen, then Tezvav B'Nissen were zeichet to a certain amount of Geula every year. If on Shishi B'Sivan it was Matan Torah, so on Shishi B'Sivan, or on Shiva B'Sivan, whichever day it is, the day of Shavuos, were Mekabel the Torah again. If on Aleph B'Tishrei Adam HaRishon was created, and that means that the world came to its perfection and the world was created, it means that this happens every year. Every year the Rabbeinu Shel Olam goes through the process of Briyas HaOlam in these 10 days between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. And because, as the Mishnah tells us in others, Basara Mamaris Nidra HaOlam, there are 10 Mamarim, 10 times Vayoymel, you find in Bereishis, that these 10 times Vayoymel, the world was created. Or Bereishis, 9 times Vayoymel, according to the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah. So we have these 10 days, that each of these 10 days, another chalik of the world is created. So that's why every year is called a shana. Shana means a repeat. Like it says in Miketz, V'alishana yisapa achalom el pare pa'amoyim. The chalom repeated itself to pare twice. Shana means a repeat. Every year on Rosh Hashanah, and Rosh Hashanah means these 10 days, there's a pasuk in Yechezkel that refers to Yom Kippurim as Rosh Hashanah. Every year on Rosh Hashanah, the Rabbeinu Shel Olam again repeats the Briyas HaOlam. If you would examine the Tefillos of Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, the Shmoneh Esrei, which is the Takanis of the Anshei Knesset HaGdolah, if you would examine these brachas of the Shmoneh Esrei, you wouldn't find one word mentioning that it's the Yom HaDin, that Rabbeinu Shel Olam judges the world, and Kol Asher Bo. Everything is about Malchus. It's the coronation of the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. Just like on Rosh Hashanah, the Rabbeinu Shel Olam became king, Leis Nasa Bechetzei Koyol Azay Melech Shmai Nikra. So we pronounce and we announce that he is king. Rabbeinu Shel Olam, you are our king. And the whole theme of Rosh Hashanah and the Shemoneh Esreh is the Hamelech HaKadosh, the Simulaitatu Hashem Levadecha, Melech Al Kol HaOretz, Melech Al Kol HaOlam Kulei Bechvaydecha. This is the theme of the Brachas of Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. You don't find one word about it being the Yom HaDin. And Yom Kippur also. The theme is Selicha, Mechila, and Kapala. But not about that the Rebbeinu Shalom judges us on that day. You do find something like that in the Musaf of Rosh Hashanah, in the part of Zechreimah. Mila Nifkat Gehayim Azeh. But that's not the Tzura. That's not the character of the Brachas of Rosh Hashanah, which we daven on Shachas Mincha Ma'ariv. By Rosh Hashanah, by Musaf, since we have to say Malchia Zechreinus Nishayichais, so by Zechreinus we mention that it's a Yom HaDin. But it doesn't appear to be the real theme of Rosh Hashanah because it's missing in all the other major Shemoneh Esreh. The fact that we say Zechreinu Lachayim and the Seif Lachayim, that's an addition in the Shemoneh Esreh which came later after the Chasimus HaShas. That's from the Ge'enim. It's not the real original Shemoneh Esreh. And that's why if you forget it by davening, you don't have to daven over again. So what is the opinion of these days being the Yom HaDin, that in the piyutim of Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippurim, we keep on repeating this theme? I heard an explanation on that from my Rebbe, the Chayyim Shraga Mendelovich, Zechuto Yadin Aleinu, that on every Rosh Hashanah, the Rebbeinu Shloim creates the world anew. Every year, it's created for a year. Then comes the repetition, the new Rosh Hashanah, the new year. And the Rebbeinu Shloim makes a new world. And just like by the original Rosh Hashanah, by Rosh Hashanah of Bereishis, as the Midrashim tell us, there were arguments pro and con. Some Malachim said, Yibarei, let Adam Rishon be created. Some Malachim say, Lo Yibarei, let him not be created. And Rebbeinu Shloim decided that he will create Adam Rishon. This happens every year. So, being that Rosh Hashanah is the Zman of the coronation, of accepting the kingdom of the Rebbeinu Shloim, that he became king, as a melech shmei nikra, a melech HaKadosh. So the Rebbeinu Shloim decides on that day, or in these 10 days, he decides who is going to be part of my world which I'm creating. I have a certain plan in the world. The Rebbeinu Shloim has a tafkid. There's a certain calling, there's a certain reason why the Rebbeinu Shloim wants the world to be created. Which creature is going to comply with my wish and is going to contribute to the purpose of the Briya? That means who is going to do my Ratzon? Who is going to be a tzaddik? And which Briya is not going to be a tzaddik? In other words, he's not fulfilling the purpose that I am creating the world for. And being that he will not fulfill and the reason for my Briya, for my creating, who needs him in my world? He's going to disrupt it, he's going to disturb it, he's going to spoil it and contaminate it. Why should I let him contaminate the new world which I'm making? That's why it's the Yom HaDin. The day wasn't meant to be the Yom HaDin. The day was meant to be the coronation, the happiness that we have, that Rebbeinu Shloim became a melech, and we rejoice and we celebrate. As you notice in the shul, especially in the Hasidic shuls, that a very great part of the tefillahs of Rosh Hashanah are happy nigunim, marches, military marches, like soldiers that sing when they are reviewed by the king. We accept the kingdom of the Rebbeinu Shloim, and we're happy about it. but to also a result, a byproduct of this coronation day is that since it's the day that Rabbeinu Shlomo is creating the world, so he's going to accept into his world those who fit into the brackets of the purpose of his creation, and he will reject those who are going to be counter against the purpose of the creation, those who won't do the mitzvahs of the Rabbeinu Shlomo. And that's why it's the Yom Hadin. It's a result of the coronation day. This is the Hezbel which I heard from my Rebbe, Rav Mendelovich, Olav Shalom. I would like to add something to this. I'm going to read you several lines in the Tanya, but first I will tell you what the contents of these lines are. When every year, when there's a repeat of this creation, of Hishanais, a new Shana, a new repeat of a year, which generally a Pashat a year is 355 days, the Gematria Shana. Every year, when the Rabbeinu Shlom creates the world, he doesn't duplicate the world which was created. Why do it again? Every year he creates a better world. It's better this year than it was last year. It may not seem so to you. If you read the newspapers, you may not think so. If you walk in the street and you see how low the civilization has fallen, if you go into the, even Baba Nisenu happened to the Beisa Knesses, and you see the lack of Yiras Shemayim, how people can just keep on talking in the middle of the Chazoras HaShach, the Kriyas HaTorah. You say the world is getting better? I don't think so. No, the world is getting better. And the same thing says in the Beis Adam to the Baal Kalino, Doyo ledoyo yeshabach ma'asecha. Every generation, the world improves. It's getting nearer and nearer to the ultimate tachlis, to the Geula, to the perfection. The world becomes better and better. This year, Rabbeinu Shlom created, and in these 10 days, he is creating a new year, which is going to be an improvement over last year. Besides, our neshamas are getting better and better. This we find in the Pritzadik, what he heard from his Rebbe, the Yishbetel, who heard it from his Rebbe, the Rebbe Rabbanim. And that the Rebbe Rabbanim said that every generation, it's true that the neshamas of the previous generations were bigger neshamas. They were more dynamic neshamas. We're dwarfs. We're nothing against the neshamas of the previous generations. But in the Kodesh of the Leif, the inner chamber of the heart, which is close and seeks the Rabbeinu Shlomo, that Nekudah Shebelev becomes better and better with each generation. We're, in that respect, we're better than our fathers and forefathers, than our rabbis and rabbis are the same. We're becoming better and better. The world is becoming better and better. The generations are becoming better and better. And I'd read you the several lines of the big Maimo in the Tanya. Ki ha'oyo sheneschadish ve'heya b'reish ha'shana zeh hu mestalek be'erev reish ha'shana ha'bo v'shavshe. Every year, the Rabbeinu Shlomo creates the world for 1 year. When it comes erev reish ha'shana, when Ma'iriv, by Ma'iriv, that world, that oil with which the Rabbeinu Shlomo created the world, that ashpa'a of his presence, goes back to its roots, to its origin. The Zoshama Mareshit Hashana Bat Achris Shana Levada. V'lachengsit mereishis chasa aleph. Mereishis is without an aleph. It should be mereishis with an aleph. Rain is alustalkus oyo shemistalik baleo vashishana. At acharat kiyais. After the tkiyais, by with the tkiyais and the brachas of Rosh Hashanah, the brachas of Musaf, the new world starts to create. Sheyayrit oyo chadesh elyan yaisa. A higher, more sublime light from the Rabbeinu Shleilam comes down. Shelo haya meir adayin mimei oilam oyer elyan kezeh. Since the original creation of Adam Rishon, the world never had such a big oyer, such a big lichtigkeit, like the hischatshus of the oyer on every Rosh Hashanah. Every Rosh Hashanah, there's a better world. And as I mentioned before, every generation and every year, a person should become a better person. So, if you would examine yourself and say, well, I do mitzvahs, I try, I learn, I bow down, I give tzedakah. I try. I also, when I say harabim, stumble. I sometimes do a fail. Like every human being. It seems that last Rosh Hashanah, I was tested, and Rabbi Shlomo decided that I fit into the brackets of his brilliance. I am qualified to be a part of the Rabbi Shlomo's creation. How do I know? Because I survived the whole year. So that's a simon that Rabbi Yishlevim accepted me. I got a good mark last Rosh Hashanah. If I would examine myself now, I can't say I'm perfect. I don't think I got worse. I'm not worse than last year. I'm not worse. So if I passed last year, I can pass this year also. No, that's true. With what we just learned now, we know that that's true. Last year, you were good enough for the last year. But now there's an improved shana, a better world, a better year. The mark that you got last year isn't enough for this year. Because you have to be promoted to the new world, to the better world. You have to get a better mark. Every year we're promoted higher and higher to a better year. We have to be part of the improved world that the Rabbi Shlomo makes on each Rosh Hashanah. So if you were good enough for last year but you didn't improve yourself, then you're flunking the test. It's a rachmanis. And we should really worry about the young man there. It's not enough to be like last year. You have to improve yourself with every Rosh Hashanah. Become better and better. And every Yid should make a cheshbon nefesh. What could I do to improve myself over last year that I should be a part of the new Rabbeinu Shlomo's Briya in the improved world of Tavshin Nun Zayin, the better year? If there's no improvement, Hashem Yishmarein, would I fit into the new year? I have to become better. By Tkiyas Shaita in the Brachas, in the Piyutim, we say, Shafchu Maseichem, improve your mindset. Why? Nakaschem Yazim Shchakim Shita. So that the Rabbeinu Shlomo should accept your tefillah, the Rabbeinu Shlomo that improved the heavens. Even the heavens become improved. Nobody does any aveiros in the heavens. In Olam Hazeh, people can do aveiros. But the Shvakim Shipa, he improves even the heavens. So this year also has to be improved. So Shafu Masayichem, you should improve yourself. There are 10 days of a Seraphim and my children. Each one of them, the Rav Yeshivada makes us a shutef, a partner in his creation. Especially with Shabbos Tshuva. Somebody keeps Shabbos like it's supposed to be, and he says Vayichulu, so he becomes a shutef in Mangseh Breishis. The Rav Yeshivada takes us into a partnership, and he says, Yid, I want you to help me create a new world, the new year. That's the Ikar Inyan of Shabbos Tshuva. We're Shutfim Amayin Sebrej. We have to improve. The coming Shabbos above the Shabbos like you never had before. A Shabbos with Cheshbon HaNefesh. What can I do to improve the Shabbos? I should feel more that I'm an Eidus, that I testify to the Rabbeinu Shalom's Brias HaOyrim, because that's Shabbos. Shabbos is we're Eidus, that the Rabbeinu Shalom created the world. So Shabbos Tshuva is a very important part of the Aseret Yemei Tshuva. Zohar Asiyam Shabbos Brikat Hashem. Kishesh Yishkim Amas Hashem Es Hashemayim Vesoeret, Vayan Aviyayim Hashlili. So therefore, you should also keep Shabbos. We're shutkin with the Rabbeinu Shleilem in Mindset.
And these five Malkas. And that's what the Shulchan Aruch paskens. In other words, any kiruv, even talking like joking around in the way of Kalus Reish, which is similar to shaking hands, which does have some a certain emotional nuance. So that's called Lay Sikhav. It isn't the Avera Mamish, but it's Kiruv. Kiruv is a love, according to the Rambam. In any case, there are other Rishonim that say no.
Should be a Shabbos like you never had before. A Shabbos with Cheshbon HaNefesh. What can I do to improve the Shabbos? I should feel more that I'm an Eidus, that I testify to the Rabbeinu Shalom's Brias HaOyrim, because that's Shabbos. Shabbos is we're Eidus, that the Rabbeinu Shalom created the world. So Shabbos Tshuva is a very important part of the Aseret Yemei Tshuva. Zohar Asiyam Shabbos Brikat Hashem. Kishesh Yishkim Amas Hashem Es Hashemayim Vesoeret, Vayan Aviyayim Hashlili. So therefore, you should also keep Shabbos. We're shutkin with the Rabbeinu Shleilem in Mindset Breishis, and we contribute our chelik in the creation of the new year through our keeping of Shabbos Tshuva. So the Shabbos has to be a Shabbos that should be deserving of such an important Shabbos. See to it, you should be careful, Chazoshara, not to be nichshol in any deiraisa, in any drabonim, in any of the lametas malachas of deiraisas, the gzeiros drabonim of Shabbos. Make it a wonderful Shabbos. Shabbos yasekula toira chazal teres. Shabbos, the Zohar says, is yom deiraisa, the day of toira. Daven well. Have oinik Shabbos. Have a pleasure of Shabbos. The pleasure of Shabbos is by being a part of Rabbeinu Shleilem's world. And the Shabbos should benefit from it. Like the Shlacha, which says, V'kerasa v'Shabbos einig. You should see that the Shabbos should have an einig. Shabbos should have a pleasure from the way you're keeping Shabbos. With Simcha, I'm so happy that I can be part of Rabbeinu Shleilem's world and say Eidus on his creation through my making Kiddush, through my davening on Shabbos. And my neshama should thrive and become better through my learning on Shabbos. And through my shmira of my being extra careful, not chazasharim to be over on any tiny drabanan of Shabbos, especially those that are more shriach, like mukze, boirel, such dreises or drabanans. It should be a Shabbos that Rabbeinu Shalom should be happy with you. You're supposed to have Oynik Shabbos. Rabbanu Shalom is also supposed to have Oynik Shabbos. He's supposed to have Nachas from you. We are his children. In Kavan and in Kavadim. Those who are Tzadikim in these 10 days are considered Banim. Yechsam Saifa says, Achas She'altim Yeis Hashem Eisa Avakesh. One thing I would ask from Rabbanu Shalom, what should it be? Lachazayz B'Nayam Hashem. I should see that the Rabbanu Shalom should have Nayam. The Rabbanu Shalom should have pleasure from me. He should have Nachas from me. Lachazayz B'Nayam Hashem. Oh, I would so much want that the Rabbanu Shalom should be happy with me. B'Nayam Hashem. The Rabbanu Shalom should have Tainig with me. Oynik from me. The Rabbanu Shalom keeps all the mitzvahs. If we have a mitzvah of Oynik Shabbos, we should see that the Rabbanu Shalom should also have an Oynik from his children, not just from his children, who keep Shabbos and rejoice with the Shabbos together with the Rabbanu Shalom. There are 10 days, Aseret Yemei Teshuvah, 10 Mamonos. The 10th one is the top one, that's Yom Kippur. That's the first Maima. The first Maima, the Gemara says, is Bereishis, the word Bereishis. As if it would say Vayoyma. Because actually there are 9 times Vayoyma by Manasseh Bereishis. That's Yom Kippur. There are 10 Kedushas in Eretz Yisrael. The 10th one is the Kodesh HaKedushim. On Yom Kippur, once a year, the Kohen Gadol goes into the Kodesh HaKadoshim and it does the Avodah there of Zrikas Adam and Ktoivus. No other day in the year does the Kohen Gadol go into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. No other person goes into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. The Heilig Yid, the Heilig Yid, the Kohen Gadol, in the Heilig place, the Kodesh HaKadoshim, in the Heilig day on Yom Kippur. Now, like the Gemara says, that the Yidin who do tshuva, they go, their neshama goes along with the Kohen Gadol into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. The Avdan Uvda the Yahweh, we that do what Aaron HaKohen is supposed to do. Every Yid goes into the Kodesh HaKadoshim if he deserves it, on Yom Kippur. We don't go in physically with our bus over them, but our neshama goes into the Kodesh HaKadoshim if we deserve it. If we prave Aseres Yemei Teshuvah and Yom Kippur, Sha'an Shabbos Teshuvah and Yom Kippur the way we should really do. The 10th Maimah, the Heiligste Maimah, the Kodesh HaKadoshim. How do we go to the Kodesh HaKadoshim? By our doing tshuva, being mezachich ourselves, by purifying ourselves in these 10 days, and especially on Yom Kippur, that our neshama should be able to go into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Because what the Kodesh HaKadoshim in the base of Mikdash was in geography, that Yom Kippur is on the calendar. Just like there is a Kodesh HaKadoshim in geography, there's a Kodesh HaKadoshim in the calendar also. And that's Yom Kippur. Every Yid, Chazal told us, is like a Beis HaMikdash. There's a tiny, tiny chamber in the depths of every Yid's heart. That over there, in that chamber, the only wish, the only desire of the heart in that chamber is to do the Ratzon Hashem. And that is his Kodesh HaKadoshim. Every one of us has a Kodesh HaKadoshim in our heart. Because we are a replica of the Beis HaMikdash. Every Yid is a miniature Beis HaMikdash. Like the Pasuk says, Heichal Hashem Heima, V'shechanti B'Soichem. On Yom Kippurim, every Yid should try to dig in his heart, dig and dig and dig, and enter the Kodesh HaKadoshim of his heart. Because deep, deep in your heart, every yid wants to do the Ratzon Hashem, like the Rambam says. Why do we shlag Malchus for somebody who has to bring a carbon and doesn't want? The Torah says that a little China, he has to want. How can you force him to bring a carbon? So the Rambam says, because in the depths of each heart, there's a Ratzon to do the Rabbi Nishladim Ratzon. And with the Malchus, we void his Yetzer Hara and he reaches that Ratzon. Now when he says Ratzon, he means it sincerely. There's a Ratzon in everyone's heart in this Kaddish HaGadosh. The Avodah of Yom Kippur is to reach that Nekuda, that point in your heart, which wants to do the Ratzon Hashem, which is dovek to the Rabbi Nishalayim, and which never does any Avodah. In that part of your heart, Oy Ma'at V'Yayin Rasha, this Rambam said, there's a small part in every Yiddish heart where even if he's the biggest Rasha, in that part he's not a Rasha. There he wants to do the Ratzon Hashem. Yom HaKippurim, you should work to consciously reach that Ratzon Ani. I want to do the Ratzon Hashem. Reach your Kodesh HaGadosh. Reach the 10th Maimah. Gracious and create a new world. The Banish Rebbe should help. Today is the fifth day of the Aseret Yemei Tshuva. We have another 5+ days to Me'ilah. If we didn't utilize the Rosh Hashanah and the days which passed accordingly, we can still do tshuva and that and be misakin. We still have several days, 5 days. We still have Shabbos tshuva ahead of us. We still have Yom Kippur ahead of us. Let's try to enter the Kodesh HaGadosh and accompany the Kodesh into the Kodesh HaGadosh where he comes in on Yom Kippur. Come into the depths of your heart and with the fullness of your heart, you should say, Rabbeinu Shalom, I want to do your Ratzon. From now on, I'm going to improve together with your world to the best of my ability. Rabbeinu Shalom should help. We should all have a Gemar Chasim, a Taiva, a year of Chayim, Racha V'Shalom, with Hanasa Taiva, Zeres Taiva, Yeshuais, V'Nachamais, for us, and for a whole Klal Yisrael, which Klal Yisrael needs a big, big Yeshua now. The time doesn't allow to elaborate on it. Klal Yisrael needs a big Yeshua. Be mispallel for Klal Yisrael. Be mispallel for every Yid. Be mispallel that all the Yidin in the world should do tshuva and improve together with the new world. And the Rabbeinu Shlomo should give us the on the Har HaBayis, the real physical Beis HaMikdash, with its Kodesh HaGadosh.